It's Thursday, the 15th of January, 9 a.m. Another longer in bed this morning, which I thoroughly enjoy. It's wild, as you might hear. Again, it's a lot wilder than you might hear. It's also, it's not a bitter cold wind, but because it's so strong and at this time of year, it is a cutting wind. It almost takes the breath away, you know, like sticking your head out a car window at 60 mile an hour. Depends which way your nose is facing, whether you can breathe or not. But it's dry, that's the positive part of it. It's dry. And, no, I was just about to say it looks a lot brighter, but actually looking to the west, where that wind's coming from, it's dark skies, so I'm not sure what we're going to get. All the snow's gone. The snow that we had over the past couple of days has totally disappeared. It rained last night, and it must have rained well enough into the night to wash every trace of snow away. Wow, that's... I'm actually finding it difficult to... I'm standing sideways into this wind, but I'm also finding it difficult to stand steadily. And my tea's gone cold already. I'm not even halfway down the cup. Shelter, give me shelter. What about it's like round the other side of the house, the shelter, the leeward side? Round the corner we go. How about that? Yeah, that's much better. So I slept well last night. But I've been having some difficulties with pains in my stomach. So I know it's just my digestive system, and I'm not going any further into that. Some of these damn medications that you have to take, they mess your system up completely. But I'm fine this morning. Enough said. You see, the thing is, I come around this corner now, I can look, as the jet does go overhead, I can look due north, the name of the earth. A movie, wasn't it, due north? I can look due north. And see that the skies are dark up there as well. This part of the garden, my evergreen section, even at, you know, the dead of winter like this, it's just beautiful. All shades of green and texture of leaf, if you like. And when it snows on this, it's one of those. I've got so many photographs, and I could really bore you silly. What photographs of this section of the garden and covered in snow. It just looks like a wee winter wonderland. It's okay this morning regarding moods. Lots of things running through my mind, but nothing bad, nothing negative, nothing exciting. You know that feeling you get when something is exciting? You know that something's happening in your life, whether it's a new car, meeting a new girl, heading off on holiday, getting a new iPhone. You know all those things that when you get up in the morning, you've got a buzz because, oh, I'm looking forward to this. Oh, I'm quite excited. even if it's not happening that day, because yeah, that excitement carries on until the event, whatever the event is. Well, I can't say that I've got a buzz in the mornings. But then again, being alive is a buzz, isn't it? Or it should be, but it isn't always. Yeah, it's like that old joke about the bee flying backwards. Zub zub. Life can sometimes be the buzz, but a lot of the time it is like zub. I may be heading to Anders Farm today. In fact, I think I'm pretty sure. Can I say I'm thinking pretty sure? Is that, what's that grammar term for that? And that'll be good, because I got a wee laugh in a blether with Andrew and Jenny. That'll be a buzz. Back into the fray. I wonder when these winds are going in. In fact, they do recede, but they tend to recede at all the wrong times, like last thing in the evening, or during, well, not necessarily during the night, maybe. It was wild last night. And I won't be able to do anything with my fence until it recedes. Gives me a chance to dig out the old post, which is in concrete. Put a new one in. It's just futile to attempt anything. Now the garden's acting like a wind tunnel. At least you could say that the air I'm breathing in, the air I'm sucking in, is the freshest of air. It's come all the way over from the Americas, the Canadas, and it's travelled over 3,000 miles to blow up my nostrils. Is that why there's a smell of coffee in the air? Oh boy. Right, hands are cold and tea is cold. Wonder what today will bring. Take these earmuffs off for a few seconds, mind your ears, you'll get an idea of what it's really like. See what I mean?